Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Friday, and welcome to Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Each week, Brenda brings you interesting guests and timely topics to uplift and motivate you to be all that you can be today and for all your tomorrows. Join Brenda and Alive to Thrive every Friday at noon Central Time, right here on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Brenda Fraser.
Welcome to Alive to Thrive. My name is Brenda Fraser, and wow, it's September already, and the leaves are actually starting to change in parts of Missouri, and we are getting ready for a big fashion week coming up at the end of this month at Lambert Airport. This is a new concept that's being hosted by Streetscape Magazine, and today we have their event planner online with us, Jeannie Strickland. And Jeannie has done lots of events all around the metro, St. Louis, and St. Charles area here in Missouri, central Missouri. And this event is like no other that they've ever taken on before. It's a big undertaking. I want to welcome Jeannie to the program. How are you today, Jeannie?
I'm great, Brenda. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Well, thank you for, I'm great, and thank you for squeezing us in during, I know, your crunch time with this event coming up on September 23, 24, 25. Now, this event has taken place at Ameristar Casino and at the Foundry. Is this the fourth year that the magazine has hosted Fashion Week?
Well, actually, it used to be known as St. Charles Fashion Week, and now we've rebranded as Streetscape Fashion Week. But they have been doing a fashion show of some sort since, I think, 2006. I think 2008, I'm not sure, but yeah, it's been several years.
And so how did a magazine get into the business of event planning and hosting a fashion show?
Well, basically what happens is that we are so out there in the public eye, and we always have a fashion spread, and it just made sense to Tom when he started out doing the Fashion Week that, you know, we should get everybody together. Everybody loves fashion, and our area is such a dynamic fashion area that nobody even realizes, with all the fashion colleges and all the great designers, independent designers around here, that he just wanted to utilize that and make it go, and it's always for a charity. So we have several different components in play, but yeah, it's always for a charity, and that's what he's always in tune to also, is helping the community in some way.
And I love that about Tom, and we want to make sure people know his full name. Tom Hannigan is the publisher of Streetscape Magazine, and I think I met him about 11 years ago when I first moved to Missouri. And he is a graduate of Lindenwood University here in St. Charles County, which has a fashion school. How did you begin the partnership? Do you know how that started, Jeannie?
No, I don't know how the partnership actually started with Lindenwood. That was happening before I came on board, but I know that we always have a great partnership. This year, Nichelle Ortiz, she is our runway coordinator, and she is a professor over at Lindenwood University. She has produced several fashion shows at Lindenwood, and she's obviously has her hands in the fashion industry very much.
And
so, but the partnership is great. They are very supportive always.
And there are so young designers that go to Lindenwood University are part of the production, as well as some local businesses and boutiques. Can you tell us about some of the fashion designers that are participating this year and how they were chosen?
Sure. Well, what I'll do is I will go ahead and tell you that from the emerging designers forward, we have three emerging designers that are from Lindenwood. We'll have one per evening, and they were chosen by Nichelle because they just are outstanding, I guess, in her eyes, and we asked for her recommendations, and they are the ones that came forward with her. One is Barbara Boltman, and she has already graduated from Lindenwood, I believe, and that's on Wednesday night. And then on Thursday night, we will have Richard Cotto. He's actually from, I think he's from Puerto Rico, and he is here, and he does some amazing things. And then on Friday night, we will have Daniel Reyes, who is also, he is from Honduras, but he now lives in St. Louis, and he was hand-chosen by her also. And
wow.
Then the other designers, we have a boutique, at least one boutique each evening, and then we have other designers that are local designers that are just amazing. We have Trang Nguyen. I'm afraid I'm saying her name wrong. Suzanne Lay, she's participated with us several times. Caroline Williard, she is from, she's been in several of our events. She's always amazing. Nicole Touche, she is also going to be, she's launching a bridal line this year. She's always been in our fashion events that I've composed, and she's going to have bridal. So we'll have bridal on the runway for the finale on Friday night.
Oh, fun. And people are already planning their 2016 weddings and getting their rooms reserved, because I know that's something that you have to do way in advance, and picking their fashion. And at the shop that we run, Butterfly and Moon, at 814 South Main, as you know, we do carry a line of custom-made bridal jewelry, and we have a lot of moms that come in that are mothers of the bride or mothers of the groom that are looking for some special jewelry. So it's not just the bride that needs to be concerned about fashion for the day of, but also the parents and the family members and, of course, the bridesmaids and things. So lots of different things happening with that, and I know your issue coming out later this year at the end of 2015 will have a bridal focus and a glam focus. And your magazine's coming out every other month now, six times a year. How is that going for you?
It's going great. We're getting better reviews than ever. We are, just working it and rocking it, and people are really getting on board more. You know, we're advertising-based, so we're getting more and more interested in advertising. I think the quicker turnaround, I think people feel like, the advertisers feel like, hey, we can get a new message out there, we can get a new message out there. So I think it's really working out well.
And we're so happy to be a part of the magazine and be in this current issue, which I think is the best cover you've ever had, the oranges and purples and the model.
Thank you.
The new Streetscape magazine just came out this week, and you can pick it up at your local favorite restaurant or boutique. I know we have some at the shop, and it goes very quickly. People love the magazine. We give it a lot to people visiting from out of town, and surprisingly, we get a lot of international visitors in St. Charles. I am always surprised. We've had visitors from Australia, El Salvador, Canada, of course, parts of Europe. I mean, even like Bosnia and Greece and Italy. I mean, all over the world, visitors come to historic St. Charles because it is known as the original first capital of the state of Missouri. And it's quaint and it's sweet and it's so peaceful and quiet. It's a great shopping community, and the merchants are all super friendly and are open almost every day. So if you're from out of the area, please plan on spending a day in St. Charles and stay at one of the cute bed and breakfasts like La Coco House up on North 5th Street or any of the cute hotels that are downtown or like Embassy Suites or something. But what's your favorite part of being part of the magazine staff? You guys are going nonstop. You have events all the time. And when you're not doing events, of course, you're always planning the next issue and coming up with, thinking outside the box. What's your favorite part, Jeannie, of being part of this team?
My favorite part of being part of the team is actually the team. I mean, we have such an incredible staff, and we work so well together, and we have, we have our ups and downs like everybody else, but we're very, very close-knit staff, and we all really, truly love and appreciate each other for each unique person that we are. We don't try to change each other. We're always very uplifting and positive to one another and understanding. So I think the team itself is really my favorite part. But other than that, I would have to say the creative part. I've always been a creative person. I went to school for commercial art and advertising. I'm an artist, and I think just now that I've delved into the position of aesthetics and layout and attraction, that's really my favorite part, is getting in there and kind of directing what's going on and making sure everything flows correctly and it looks nice and it pops when it needs to pop and it sits back when it needs to sit back and, everything's appropriate and concise. I'm not the proofreader. I don't do that. What I do is just make sure that things look good together and it makes sense together.
Well, it obviously is working, because I'm sure you've been getting great feedback, because the magazine has just continued to improve over the years and really is the only publication west of St. Louis that is a high-quality premier magazine. And I know you are expanding more into St. Louis. Can you talk a little bit about that?
What we have right now is, I'm pretty sure I have my mind in distribution, but that's not my focus. I think where we are right now is about 20,000 distributed throughout St. Charles and then 10,000 into St. Louis. So I could be off. It could be 25,000. But, yeah, we are looking into that market. We are currently actively working with Ballpark Village and St. Louis Cardinals, and they are advertising with us. And going forward, we're continuing to talk about advertising with them. So that's a big part of that market. And when we have that all nailed down, I think we'll probably be really getting really pretty solid in there. We're always looking at the arts down there. The Muni and the Fox have been advertisers for years. And so we're always looking at, expanding down that way and getting people from St. Charles County really interested in what's going on in St. Louis and vice versa. I mean, there's always been that stigma of, I don't want to cross the bridge. I don't want to go, it's so far away. Even if you're in Maryland Heights and Bridgeton, you thought, St. Charles is so far away. It's a 10-minute drive. It's crazy. So, but I think it's a really good flow and fit to kind of incorporate them together as a metro area, not such a just St. Charles area.
Well, that's so true. And I think that is an old stereotype. And I see a lot of people from St. Louis that come up, especially like Tuesday, Wednesday mornings. That's when we get St. Louis and we get Illinois, Southern Illinois.
That's interesting.
Even.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah. We see a lot, because I ask people, where are you from? I ask every single customer that comes into the shop, and Tuesday mornings and Wednesday mornings are when the St. Louis folks come up, and we saw a lot of people come up the week after the Festival of the Little Hills. They didn't want to deal with the parking issues and the crowds, and they came up the week after to enjoy a different, experience. And then, of course, we have the Christmas traditions that is what St. Charles is also known for, coming up in December for the whole month, where the street is transformed to millions of white twinkling lights, carriage rides, horse-drawn carriage rides, carolers.
It's really beautiful. It's quaint.
It's
just so
magical.
It is. It's magical. It's so traditional and fun, and the kids, and they have the street artists, the street performers, and they're all, you know, going around handing out their cards, their little, you know, their deck cards, and the kids collect the deck cards, and that's a big thing. It's a lot of fun. They have fire pits up, you know, in some of the restaurants outside, so you can sit and stay warm and but still enjoy outside. It's a good time.
And they roast, and they're roasting the chestnuts, and you get can get your hot chocolate and walk around. I don't know about the deck cards, so those are collectible cards. What's on the cards?
Well, it's say the say I don't know the King's Court Jester. That's the one that comes to my mind. I don't even know if that's right. I don't know if he's the court jester or what, but or the any character, and they'll have their own card. So it's like a deck card. It's not like a business card. It's more of a like, oh, you know, I've seen this. I saw this guy, and I saw this guy, and I saw this woman, and I saw, you know, you saw the Saint Nick of 1840 or whatever. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there.
Oh,
it's probably
that
not
is
even,
so
but,
neat. That
yeah,
is a great idea. Well, I have a friend that does Mrs. Santa Claus, and we're going to be doing an event with her in early December. One of our authors wrote a book called Prepare Your Heart for a Great Christmas, Maria Rogers O'Rourke, and so we're going to have her doing a book signing, and we're going to have Mrs. Santa Claus and holiday cookies at the shop at Butterfly Moon on December 6th. So I'll have to make sure Mrs. Santa Claus gets a little deck card to hand out.
Yeah,
great idea.
Well, you know, I mean, I know when I brought my kids down here a few years ago, they did that. I can't say that they've been doing that every year. My kids are now 15 and 20, so we haven't been doing the same things for a couple of years. So, yeah.
Speaking of kids, there are lots of events in St. Charles, festivals especially coming up this fall that are great family-friendly events. And even in through the winter, there's the ice sculpture event. But how have you been juggling work and family? I was raised by a mom that worked full-time and raised four kids. How have you handled it?
Well, I think it's really especially good that my kids are, you know, 15 and 20 now. When I started here, I guess they were 11 and 16, around there. And they're, you know, pretty independent people already at 11 and 16. And then, you know, I make sure I just schedule out time for taking my daughter to dance and swim teams and swim meets and everything like that. And my schedule is very flexible. I can pretty much make my schedule around what I need to do in my life, so that's good. There's a lot of working from home, a lot of working from my phone. And then, you know, of course, for graphics, I have to be in the office for that. But other than that, it's a very easy job to work around my family. It really is. Although
awesome.
There are events that I attend that take me away at night, and then I feel like, oh, now I got to go do something. I go take my daughter to get her nails done or something. I'm like, okay, now we have time. We're going to go do something together.
Mom and daughter time, and we do see a lot of that too in St. Charles, where moms and daughters come down, do a day of shopping, and go have lunch at Magpies or one of the other cute restaurants, Bike Stop Cafe, wherever. What are some tips for other moms that are any suggestions on work and family balance or maintaining your sanity? I love the picture you posted about don't go crazy, and I put that up on the Alive to Thrive Facebook page because, you know, we talk a lot on this show about balance, about getting centered, about daily meditations and affirmations and things like that. What do you do to keep balanced?
Well, I don't know. I guess I just make sure that the bills are paid, the food is in the refrigerator, and we schedule out our time together. My daughter is homeschooling now, so she gets up at every morning at 7 o'clock. We do from 7 to 9:30 homeschooling, and then I head out the door, and she's working as a lifeguard, so if she has to go guard, then she goes and does her thing, and we all come back together at the end of the night, and we talk about our day, and, you know, we're always looking out for each other if somebody needs help with something, or, you know, if you need a ride, a pickup, you forgot your keys and, you know, need an extra something run over to you. You know, we're always supportive of each other. That's the main thing. We know in our hearts that we've got each other's back no matter what. And it's not going to be something that, you know, a job is going to interfere with. We're still going to be there for each other.
So it's like bookending the day. It's having that quality time in the morning. It's having that quality time at night. making family dinner time if possible, carving out special events that you can do together as a family. And I think it's that trust and that open communication where,
right,
like you said, you're all covering for each other. And so you're in sync. You're kind of skating together, dancing together, working together where, you know.
We really are, even though we're, my kids are, like I said, they're really independent. I mean, my son, he's 20, but at the same time, he'll still, you know, give me a call and just say, hey, how's your day going? You know, I was just checking in. What's going on with you today? You know, and he's, you know, random call at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I appreciate that. And I love that about him, that he will do it. He doesn't do it every day, but, you know, every now and then I can just tell he was just thinking about me and just wanted to touch base. He doesn't want anything. He just wants to say hi and let me know he's there and he loves me. So I love that.
And so are you still doing your own art? Do you have time to carve out to paint or do any of your projects that, you know?
I haven't since I did for Tom and Scott. They asked me, they fell in love with a painting that they really liked, and they asked me to do something for them. So I did that. But other than that, I haven't done anything yet. Again, I have, you know, my portfolio sitting there, and I just keep thinking maybe I should start, you know, looking at my portfolio and, you know, getting it out there and, you know, maybe make some prints. I did do some prints and I sold them out of, they were Christmas prints that I sold out of, is it Cilantra? It's the Polish China shop down here. Do you know, so,
oh, yeah.
I never remember the Solon.
Well,
I don't know.
But
I sold prints out of there.
I'd love to take a look at your work because, as you know, we feature 20 different local women artists at Butterfly and Moon, and maybe we can carry some prints of your work. Do you have any prints or, I mean, pictures on Facebook on your album?
No,
your album?
I had them on another Facebook page I had, but I get rid of that Facebook page. But I can put some up. The only thing that I think would be up there would be the painting that I did recently, earlier in this year. And that's called Seasons, and it's kind of abstract of, it's four panels, and it's an abstract of a tree, and it's one tree over the four panels and the four seasons.
I love it. I'm looking at it now. It's pink, yellow, purple, and green, correct? Is that the one with the...
Yeah.
That
mm-hmm.
is so pretty. It's very whimsical. It's bright. It's cheery. Have you done other... is that something you like to do, the four-panel...
Multiple panels. Yeah, you know, I think that was the first one that I had done. I'd always thought that I was going to do it, and then I was inspired by another one that was very similar to it, and I was like, well, you know, I think I would like to try that, and they wanted it, so I said, okay, sure, I'll do that.
It's really cute. Yeah, it's cute. Thanks. I want to try that. I took painting from Ann Krogan at the Foundry, and we're so blessed to have the Foundry Arts Center here in St. Charles, as well as the St. Charles Riverfront Arts, and a lot of art-focused things and galleries like the Fraser Leonard Gallery, and I know Nadine Boone has done so much over the years to put St. Charles on the map as an art destination, and the Foundry hosts Second Thursdays. The next one is coming up September 10th, and then the last one for the year will be October 8th, where the public can come in any age, young people, old people, all ages, come in for free, listen to some nice live music, sit down at one of the 10 tables with a professional artist, and learn a new art skill. And it's really been a successful summer with the various artists. I know we've sent several from our shop over to teach at Second Thursday. Have you ever taken your family there, Jeannie?
No, I haven't. Mm-mm. No, I've walked through there when I was actually setting up something else, a different event. But I've been through it, and it's really very popular. It's very, you know, well attended every time, and there were lots of fun activities going on. What do you think the age group is for that? Basically,
you know,
for the children,
it is all over the map. You know, there's young folks as young as 5 and 6 years old, and we've had people into their 80s. I know I've seen Grace Harmon there, and Connie Petrie, and lots of people, all ages, and I've seen a lot of women who have said, I don't have any artistic talent, I can't do any art, and then they sit down at one of these tables, and in 10, 20 minutes, they've created something, And it's really neat to see the transformation. There's a board member on the St. Charles Riverfront Arts Board with me named Jenny Gray. Her husband's an artist, Neil Gray. And Jenny was one of those women that would say that, as many of us have said over the course of time, because, you know, we're sort of taught, you know, that art's not serious work. And, you know, I don't know. I got so many messages that it wasn't part of, you know, being a career woman, or, you know, certain people are born with the artistic talent, which is so not true. And everybody has an artist within, and they just need to give themselves time and permission to play around with different art mediums to see which is their medium. I mean, they've had at the Foundry, they've had people teaching. Kara Corson, Corson, she is one of our artists. She teaches art with recycled material. I think she's going to be teaching how to make a birdhouse with plastic water bottles. She makes hairpins and hair clips out of recycled styrofoam that she melts and shrinks and then hand paints. She also does tie-dye. We carry her little tie-dye onesies and tie-dye shirts. So Kara will be there. There's Mary Alice Wright, who makes hair pieces and fascinators. She will be there. There are women that also do intuitive painting, like Lori Ritchie. So it's really all over the map. So any age, there's live music. I know Kevin Culler from the Illphonics. He's in a band in St. Louis. He'll be performing this month. And like you said, the attendance has been growing. I don't know, the St. Charles Riverfront Arts is involved in so many things. There's also a dance festival later this month on Sunday, September 13th, over in Newtown. And then they're going to be offering a six-week art class where you can learn how to draw with a professional artist. And I think that's over at Blanchard Park. That's going to be for the next six Wednesdays. Starting, I think that starts September 9th. So lots happening there, and they do have a Facebook page that people can just search St. Charles Riverfront Arts. Their acronym is SCRA. They also have a website and things, but all the events are posted there, and you know, just the different events coming up in St. Charles in the festivals. And things like that. What other events, besides Fashion Week, are you involved with this fall, Jeannie?
Well, it's not my baby, but Mary Ellen Renaud is in charge of Beyond the Best Awards, which is our 50, recognizing 50 members in our community that go up and above their general call of duty as their position, you know, in society. They're great volunteers, great advocates, and just great leaders in our community. And we have a special night. It's going to be October 15th at Ameristar, and those leaders will be recognized that evening.
Well,
so that's coming
up
on October 15th.
Well, and I'm so honored that I was in the first class of the Beyond the Best. It's a great event, and some unsung heroes are honored, and then some other obvious people like heads of hospitals and banks and business owners.
Right.
But it's a great coming together of a cross section of the community. Do you know who the guest speaker is this year?
I do not. No, okay. I think they're waiting to reveal that. They haven't even let us know yet. They're holding on to that just as a little bit of anticipation, I think.
And tickets are available on your website, which is streetscapemag.com. And
I think
and
if
nomination
you wanted to
forms.
Get tickets, yeah, mm-hmm. If you want to get tickets and nomination forms, you need to contact Mary Ellen, actually. That would be the most efficient way to do that.
Can you give out her phone number?
Sure. It is actually, it's in the magazine, the ad for
Beyond the Best. Okay.
For Beyond the Best is in the magazine. Let me just see if I can find that
and
page.
And you really also have a contact us on your Facebook page. So if people are listening, please make sure you like and follow the Streetscape page on Facebook and Twitter and, you know, all social media.
Right,
so,
we just got on Instagram, too, so go look us up on Instagram. Yeah, and what I was going to say, you know how you were talking, you were speaking about the international following. We actually have website hits from all over the world too. So I don't know if that's inspired from when they come to or when they come down to Main Street here and then they go home. I don't know, but we have hundreds of hits all over the world all the time. It's amazing.
Well, that's probably what happens. They come to Main Street, get the magazine, and then go and like the page and things. So that's fantastic. So what has been your favorite memory so far working with Streetscape?
Well, it's not a work memory, but we went on a cruise last year in March, and it was a team vacation, a team effort. We had lots of fun, and I would say that's my favorite memory. We went to the Caribbean and for 7 days, and it was, you know, our core team, staff that could make it, and we just lived and played together for 10 days, and it was an amazing, amazing time. Got to know each other really well, and we had a lot of, you know, I don't know, just a ton of fun together. As far as working, I don't know that I have a favorite memory. I don't know, maybe I guess at the end of Aquatica last year when we had such success with Aquatica, and it was just the end of the day and I was so relieved and everybody was so excited and had such a great time. I think that was probably a really great memory for me. Nothing else actually stands out because I'm honest to God, I'm happy every single day. I hardly ever have a bad day. I hardly ever have more than 20 minutes that I'm upset about anything at all. So I don't have anything to complain about, and I feel like every day is a favorite memory. So I don't know where to go.
I love that.
Every
day is a favorite memory, and that's a choice we make every day, is to have a positive attitude and see the best in life instead of the worst in life. And Mary Ellen Renaud was at the shop the other day dropping off some of the new Streetscape magazines, and we were talking about that, how it's important to have not only a news-free day from traditional media, television and newspapers, because they always focus on the negative news and the conflict and so many things that just, you know, are beyond our control to solve or fix, but to, you know, put positive messages into our mind, whether it's reading a positive book or affirmations or prayer. But one of the best things about the magazine really is, you know, the profiles on local artists and local people and, you know, the people that are doing good in the community. And, you know, it's you feel good reading it. You don't feel icky like after reading the newspaper or watching the news at night. I just cannot stand to watch the night news anymore where all they're talking about is the killings and the this and the that. You know, did you notice at some point in your life that you chose to be a more positive person, or did you have someone influence you? I mean, your mother?
Well, you know,
or?
I can say that I've always been a pretty happy, positive person. But other than that, you were talking about the news and the television. I am not a television watcher. I'm not a news watcher. I hear something on the radio. I listen to the radio on the way in and the way out from work, and that's where I might get my news. I have made a conscious choice to not let that be too much part of my life. I'm interested in current events and what's happening, and I need to be aware of it, but I don't delve into it like I used to. I used to listen to political talk radio all the time, and I would get so frustrated, and I would be so enraged about things, and I finally decided, no, I'm not doing that anymore because I can't do a thing about it. And then the other thing is I'm not a television watcher, and so it's kind of weird because people start talking about people that everybody knows or a television show that everybody's talked about. I feel like they're talking about obviously things I don't know because I don't watch television. I get annoyed by television or I fall asleep by it. I either have to turn it off. I feel like it's the rudest person in the room and it just won't shut up, or I fall asleep because I get tired of listening to it. So I think it's working for you.
See, and so you are different from the crowd in that. Like the song we played at the beginning of the show, the Sarah Bareilles song, Brave, it's, you know, you are true to your values and, you know, and you're watching what you're putting into your mind and your thoughts. I know Tom posted today a Joyce Meyer quote, our mind, mouth, moods, and attitudes are all intricately connected. First you think, and then your thoughts turn into words that you speak, and the two of them together affect your emotionality, you emotionally, and turn into moods and attitudes. And so, you know, I just think that's just good practical advice, is just if people just turned off the television a little bit more often and got outside or spent time with their family like you do, go out, do some local community events, enjoy what this region has to offer. There's so many wonderful free parks. The zoo is just voted to remain free, the St. Louis Zoo, which is incredible. The art museum. I mean, we have a first-class city that I think a lot of outsiders from outside of Missouri don't realize all the good things we have going on here. I heard a really sad situation, and I wanted to get your feedback on it and see if we can come together as a community to address this. But a local bed and breakfast owner told me recently that she had a group who had reserved her entire house for the Labor Day weekend, canceled their reservation through one of these online reservation services because it was a group of police officers that were coming for vacation in St. Charles, and their supervisor told them that we were too close to the Ferguson situation and that it was too dangerous for them to come visit St. Charles. I could not believe it, especially since my partner is a retired police officer, and I know a lot of police officers, great people, men and women. You know, there is anyway, there's a lot of fear and hysteria right now going on around that whole issue, but how as a community can we come together to promote this region outside of Missouri to other states that, you know, all the great things we have going on here with these different types of events and different landmarks and museums and things. Have you as a staff or a team talked about that, marketing outside of the region?
No, we really haven't. No, I think that would probably be the Visitors Bureau area. Probably they would probably think about that more. We're looking for people actually on the other side. We're looking for people out of the region that want to advertise with us and be interested in, you know, getting people to, you know, go visit there. But we are, yeah, I think that's a great question. I just have not put any thought into it. I think it's an awful, awful shame that, you know, the tourism is going to be going down, which, you know, it was easy to see that would happen because, I mean, besides, you know, reporters, who is going to want to come? You know, they're just, like, not going to want to come here. I think, though, we do have a really strong, strong community that is set here, that has lived here, grew up here, and is, you know, living and breathing their life here. So, I think that they're, you know, we just need to get it out that we need good news stories out there. We need coverage that is not violence and hate. And, you know, and I really want, I really hope and pray that the violence goes down because it is getting crazy out of hand. I mean, it's not like rioting now, but still.
What do you think is the best kept secret about, what do you think is the best kept secret about this region? What do you want to tell if you could talk to someone in another city and say why they should come here for a visit and a vacation? What would you tell them?
I would tell them that we have, well, for one, we have, I think, probably the most friendly, in St. Charles anyway, we have the most friendly, accommodating people that you'd ever meet in your life. I mean, everybody is so nice. I mean, you have some grumpy people too, of course, but most of the time, everybody's nice. I was standing here looking out the window in the foyer this morning. I was doing a little bit of work, and the window washer guy's here, and there's a street artist painting across the street, and, you know, it's just like they're in their delivery trucks, you know, rolling their little trolleys down. I'm like, wow, this is just a little slice of heaven right here. I mean, just on Main Street, this is a little snapshot that I had this morning, and, you know, the window washer guy saw me carrying a box of magazines across the street, and he's like, here, let me get that for you, and he came and carried it across the street for me. So, I mean, I was like, wow, this is like, it's just like, you know, Pleasantville almost, you know, it is. Nobody would even know it.
That is true. People are very kind and sweet, and I moved here 11 years ago not knowing anyone, and it's amazing the life I have now because I've met so many people. There are a lot of really great community organizations and nonprofits, and I've worked for several of them. But let's talk about the nonprofits that are benefiting from Fashion Week this year.
Sure.
The Pony Kids and Connections
it's Pony
to Success.
Bird.
Pony Bird. And mm-hmm. Connections to Success and USO. Actually, USO was my very first nonprofit I worked for. When I moved here in 2004, I worked as a fundraising consultant for them. So tell us about the three charities. Let's start with Pony Bird.
Okay. Pony Bird is it's basically a home and a service for people who are always going to be in a wheelchair, cannot provide, you know, their own care for themselves in any way. And I went and toured the facility. It's down in, I always get it wrong, it's down in, not Southern Missouri, South County area. And it's such a clean, well-kept, really caring environment. It's an amazing, amazing place. And they also have out service, so they can. If you wanted to have a date night and you have someone in your home that needs care, that you could, they also provide service for that too. So they're just a great organization. They're looking to expand. I think they're expanding building a new home, a new facility. It was started by a couple whose son was born not being able to care for himself, and they were really looking for, you know, some kind of a higher level care facility, and so they ended up creating it for themselves and for others. So that issue, that we covered that story, and that is in the May-June issue of Streetscape, if you wanted to find out more about Pony Bird. July, August, we covered Connections to Success. And I know a lot of people around here are familiar with Connections to Success. We've worked with them several times on other events, and they're a really great organization, very uplifting for women who, well, and men too now, but mostly it's a focus on women who, for one reason or another, have found themselves in a place where they just need help. They either need to be able to, get job interview skills. They need financial planning skills. They need career life skills. They need, they need clothes to wear for an interview. They need all kinds of things, and that's what Connections to Success is there for. They will help them and get them, uplift them, give them in a different state of mind, remind them that they are a positive, beautiful person, and they can go on about their day and they can keep going, and there is a bright future to look forward for themselves and for their family. They are just a wonderful organization. And what we talked about in this last article with Connections to Success was what a lot of people don't realize is now they're really, really making it a focused effort to break the cycle of what has been going on with these women, and they're trying to help teach the kids skills and life skills and financial responsibility and how to project forward and have goals and ideals and act on them. So that's what Connections to Success is doing, and that's who we're sponsoring on Thursday night. And then Friday night is USO of Missouri, which we just we have an article in this issue all about USO of Missouri, and they're just a great organization that is very welcoming. If you've never been in the USO, I don't know how hard it is just to walk in there. I mean, it didn't seem hard to me, but it's not a very big facility. It's in the airport, and they have everything is donated and free for our military, and you can go in there and get a hot dog and a bag of chips and have a place to lay down, hook up to the internet, and relax for a little while. And, you can take your loved ones in there and visit, and it's just a nice little retreat place, and they're very welcoming, and it's just a really great organization.
Well, they're all wonderful organizations. So each night benefits one of those three charities. The Wednesday night benefits Pony Bird, Thursday night
right.
Connections to Success, and Friday the USO of Missouri. And the USO does great stuff and has the mobile unit that they take out, and they do a lot of support at Fort Leonard Wood as well. So talk about the actual venue of the airport. How did you get permission to use space at Lambert with all the security issues since post 9/11? How did that all come about? And I mean, I love the theme, of course. I love anything related to aviation. And
right.
But how did you get the space? And is it the hallways right around the USO office there in Concourse B?
Well, it's B Concourse, and it is a secure area. I'll just back up a little bit. They have their own event there. The airport has their own event. It's called Art of Travel every year, and they've been doing that for a couple of years. I'm not exactly sure how many, at least two. Maybe they're in their third or fourth year now. I'm not sure. But we were kind of starting to think along the lines of, well, hey, if they're doing something there, it would be a really great place to have a fashion event. Just about that time, we had contacted Rhonda, the director of the airport of Lambert Field, and we had contacted her about such a thing, and she's like, that is amazing that you're saying that, because we're just ready to announce that we are going to open it up as a venue for other places, for anyone who wants to rent it out. It's very affordable. It's not a lot of money. I mean, you do have to, like, if you wanted to have your wedding there or your reception there or whatever, they're doing other kinds of events there. This is the biggest, I think, event that they've had so far. But they're renting it out, and, you know, they have their own food service caterers that you have to use, and they're very good. And so that's how we went about it. We were just like, okay, well, you know, Romancing the Runway, and it's just a perfect fit. When we get into the B Concourse, we'll have the stage set up with a runway, and we're going to have a diamond-shaped runway, and then we'll have tables around that, and then you'll be able to see the planes taking off in the background, because it's open to the big windows, you know, so you can see the runway right out, especially when it gets dark. You'll be able to see them taking off and landing. So it should be a very interesting venue. It's a huge, long corridor where we'll have boutique shopping, and the bar will be there. There'll be a cash bar, and then they will also have two signature drinks will come with your ticket, plus appetizers that will be there provided with your ticket. So we'll have that going on, and then you just mingle and shop. Some of the designers are putting their designs out there in the boutique. I know Butterfly and Moon will be there, right? And we'll have other vendors. Yeah, each night the charity of choice will have its table, so they will have something special at their table, whether it's a raffle, giveaway, some kind of promotion, something to raise awareness for them. And then we'll have an artist painting or at least exhibiting, like we have a photographer one of the evenings, and then there'll be art auctioned off every night, and that money will go to the charity of the evening. The charity of the evening will present for 3 to 5 minutes on the stage. At one point during the event, we'll have a little intermission, and they'll present. And other than that, we are looking into a big finale giveaway of a champagne balloon ride. I'm thinking we're going to sell tickets all three nights, and then we'll divide the money up, and, you know, portions of that will go to the charities too. So we still have, you know, it's still, even though I feel like we're in crunch time and everything is coming together, it's still like things are developing and happening, and so there'll be more surprises as it comes. And each evening you just won't know what to expect. Each evening will have its own designers, its own feel, its own charity. It'll actually be three nights, three separate events, but three in a row. So I don't know if that makes sense, but if you go to one night doesn't mean you're going to see it. I mean, the next night is going to be completely different, and then the next night is going to be completely different still. So
I see. So very important. You can get tickets for all three nights for $75. It's just $25 mm-hmm. per night. They're available, I know, at Butterfly and Moon at 814 South Main, but also online through streetscapemag.com and
right.
at other venues throughout the area. I know Connections to Success is doing a great promotion where if you make a donation to the charity, you're getting tickets to the event. So you get a tax-deductible donation, and you get to support the great work that they're doing, and then you get your tickets to the event. So one way or the other, don't miss out. Get your tickets
right.
to
They can absolutely just give me a call, and I can send it out to them, pay with a credit card, and I can send it to them. Or, you know, they can go to Eventbrite and, you know, search. If you go to Eventbrite, search Romancing the Runway, that'll pop up. You can choose your ticket, choose your night, you know, or all three nights, whatever. It's a great night out for a girls' night out or a mom and daughter night out. It's, you know, PG-13, so it's not it's actually probably more PG, actually. This time I was a little... Like with Aquatica, all the swimwear was like, oh, I think it might be PG-13, but this is, I'm sure it's PG.
Well, that was a question I had, because I had a friend that wanted to know about bringing her daughters, so it's appropriate for women to bring their daughters, and they'll have a lot of fun getting dressed up and
going
there and shopping.
We'll have the red carpet. I think you saw my Facebook page yesterday. I posted that our red carpet is here. We've ordered a red carpet to have as our very own. I'm so excited about that. We don't have to rent one anymore.
That's fantastic.
I know. I'm super excited. And then we'll have a red carpet, you know, a backdrop where we'll have a professional photographer taking everyone's pictures. And that will be like a live magazine cover where it will be, you know, we'll have our sponsors on there, and then the people standing in it will be part of the magazine cover. So it'll
look like
you're on a magazine.
How much fun.
That'll be fun. We'll have two chicks in a photo
booth.
Yeah, we're trying, and we'll have two chicks in a photo booth there, and they're actually donating flip books, so I don't know exactly what that means, but she said they're the newest, coolest photo booth thing, so I'm going to believe her on that. So you can go in there and get your picture taken, and you get a flip book. I don't know how it works, but it sounds so fun.
Yeah, it is fun, and that's probably a way to share those pictures on social media as well. So it sounds like it's a very dynamic event, something that that won't be repeated, a one-of-a-kind event, and something that everyone in the region will want to enjoy. And I always tell people, even if you're tied up and you're out of town on business or something, just buy some tickets and give them to someone on your staff. I mean, it's a nice thank you present for someone that's been working hard in your office. Or for a client gift in real estate, or anybody that has clients that you want to give them a nice thank you gift, just get some tickets and just give them away, you know?
Right. And, you know, I should probably just say a big, big thank you to some of our sponsors, too, before we get too wrapped up and get off this call. Casamigos Tequila, they're providing the signature drinks for the evening. Little Black Book, they are a great, great networking group that I belong to, and they are going to be just volunteering and helping whatever, which way they can, the nights of. Nigel's Flooring, they are covering the stage floor, so the models have a good, safe, secure place to walk. It's carpeted now, and they're going to magically make it a tiled floor without doing anything that's going to hurt it. So I'm going to leave it to the professionals and trust that that's going to be great. And then April's on Main. I know you're familiar with April's on Main. She has a magical, fantastical shop, and she's always writing an article for us. This issue, she wrote an article about lighting, outdoor lighting in the fall and things like that, lanterns, the use of lanterns. But so that's an article that's in our issue this time, but she's doing the stage decor. So we've talked about it lots of times, and you know, she's going to just transform that stage and make it look magical, I'm sure. The Color Room, they're doing the hair and makeup, and we worked with them for Aquatica, and they did a fantastic, phenomenal job. Toni Pienick, she's the owner and founder of The Color Room, and she is so easy to work for and so detail-oriented and so creative and so professional. I cannot say enough about her. If you're anywhere near Wentzville, they're out in Wentzville, or even if you don't mind driving a half an hour to get your hair and, you know, your makeup done and just get a really great new look, she can transform someone in it. By the end of 2 hours, you look like a different person. And then I think I already did cover the fashion design program at Lindenwood and their support and Nichelle and everything that's going on there. And then the Riverfront Times, they have been running ads for us for our model calls and, you know, just getting the word out there for us. So they are our main sponsors in a nutshell, and we're just so appreciative of them and all they're doing for us and with us.
Well, fantastic. And a shout out to all of them. They are all coming together and collaborating, and I like that everybody is pitching in their talents and their treasure, and there'll be wonderful VIP gifts. I know we had many of our artists donate items to be in gift baskets and gifts for the VIPs. There'll be swag bags for all the attendees that are coming, and free parking. That alone is worth the $25 to attend, and then a couple of drinks and and a good time. So
I mean, $25, you have free parking, two drinks, and appetizers, and a runway show. I don't even know how you could get any better than that.
I know, you really can't, and that's a lot cheaper than dinner out, so it's a great night, and you can feel good that you're supporting one of the three local charities that will benefit from this event. So, Jeannie, thank you so much, and I really wish you all the best between now and event red carpet time, and we'll look forward to seeing you under the spotlights at Lambert Airport.
Thank you so much, Brenda.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. We're going to end with a selection of Pink called Try.